Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Just a quick emphasis of truth from a book that is a really important part of what I'm trying to do with my life right now. It's called Undoctored by William Davis. And it's not, I'm not going to talk about the whole approach of the book, but it just reminds me of something that I think is really underemphasized in our just kind of body of knowledge that's generally shared with Americans and with people in general. And it's the idea of epigenetics. So I first learned really about this with the Truth About Cancer series, which is outstanding. Highly encourage you support them. I don't know if they still give big DVD and interview booklets, but at one time they did. And they continue to put out new series with really good expertise. Anyway, there's genetics, and most people, it's the pharmaceutical sales pitch is that, oh, well, you've got these genes then such and such. You know, you're genetically predisposed. But the real caveat is you're predisposed to the potential increased likelihood, or rather the increased likelihood, you know, looking across populations and studying that those genes. However, the biggest reality check to that is something called epigenetics. Epigenetics is an understood bit of knowledge and has been for some time. And it's really how, wait for it, environment affects expression of the genes. So in other words, this is, okay, you are not your genetics. Your environment wildly adjusts and varies how your genes express themselves. So that kind of takes away from the whole story of you are your genes. Obviously, your genes are an important part, but this idea that, well, you know, you're baked. It is what it is. And these expressions of genes, epigenetics, are, when I say environment, environmentally, whether that's toxicity, you know, whether it's food intake and the like. But the reason that this is interesting, but it's just a good emphasis of it, is that I'm now on page 312 of Undoctored, again, a book by William Davis. I couldn't recommend it high enough. It's really one of the best books I've read about health. And I am on, I'll say the program, but I'm really just now realizing, no. I don't tour habits anymore. I don't do that. I don't try to keep up with little bits and pieces of what people are saying about improvement. There are things that are just going to become me. I've too often said, well, I am the person who tries things for a while and then goes to a different thing and then, you know, tries to tour another one. So I'm doing this program probably on an 8 to 9 weeks as far as just eating a lot better, a lot cleaner. Look to that book. It's very doable. But this specific notice of epigenetics is under their idea of minimized toxic exposure. And I want to say to you how important epigenetics are, again, as an emphasis. And I'm going to quote from this. It's a small quote. Talking about the toxic exposures and, you know, how, well, you know, PCBs bad. They were, you know, around and proliferated, but then were banned. But they don't leave from the environment easily, and also dioxins. And then they talk about, of course, how American, maybe some other places, gets it wrong with, instead of allowing requiring studies up front, long-term studies for any addition of chemicals to food processing and the like. They really just almost allow everything and then just look for potential adverse events afterwards, which may or may not be documented well. But then this quote, the dangers of chemical exposures can be passed down through generations with, for example, exposure to parabens or BPA, parabens and toiletries. You know, you probably see paraben-free this. I don't tend to do that as much. I probably should try to do that a little bit better to avoid the parabens. I see that some of the better things do say no parabens, and I don't buy bad stuff usually, but I don't always specifically look for that. So again, dangers of chemical exposure can be passed down through generations with, for example, exposure to parabens in toiletries or BPA, which is the biphenyl A from canned foods, conveyed to children or even grandchildren via epigenetic effects, i.e. changes in the proteins regulating gene expression. A concerning new insight. It means that your exposure, for example, to the parabens in shampoo yield effects in your children and grandchildren, even if they are personally unexposed. Another example of unintended consequences of releasing chemicals without understanding the implications. So it goes on to say, in essence, you are changing your genes in some sense, and that epigenetics don't change moment to moment, but over the course of an exposure to factors in the environment, that's when they change. And so in that case, you're saying, hey, you changed them nearly permanently for purposes of genetics for reproduction. So that's very interesting. Again, I just believe that the idea of epigenetics as a basic understanding of how we look at harms and how we look at potential treatments. And I've told you that what happens is the doctors and the scientists say one thing, the academics, the ones doing the studies, and then the people in the boardroom, this is everywhere, but certainly in big pharma, and especially in big pharma, they grab on to one little part of it to do the sales pitch, and they de-emphasize the part that's not about the sales pitch. So when the sales pitch is, oh man, these genes have been shown to be associated with a higher risk, then they go, therefore you should take this because you have a higher risk. And it's really about risk. It's like the ridiculous idea that Angelina Jolie, right? I'm like, well, they say breast cancer runs in my family, so I'm going to get them cut off. Lady, that was a risk. There are many other factors that affect that risk. It is not an inevitability. How are you that dumb? Are you being paid by breast cancer associations? Because that's going to lead to a lot of maiming of women and scaring of women with that type of outlook. So again, then, genetics is not you, in that your epigenetics are make all the difference in the world most of the time, and that is an emphasis right there. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.